tell you the worst weather we ever had here. And the state on the longest was in 1905. George, it come on, stayed on for 6 weeks. It snowed. And then it'd rain a little and freeze ice on it. Then it'd snow some more. And then it'd come another little skiff of rain and stuff, and ice over. And then we had plenty of it for 6 weeks. Some of them said, oh, 30. I said, 30. I never did know it being bad in 30. I said, I want you to know it's bad in 5, and you fellas don't neglect it because you wasn't here. But I said, in 1905, it was flooded.
Did you have bad weather down here about 47?
I don't neglect it. And it's bad enough, and that snow stayed on so long in 1905, you'd find these squares, you know how they roost at night.
Under a bush?
No. They just bank out the open place and stand or sit down with their tails together.
Hmm.
Just in a circle. Well, that's the way they do it. You can find coveys of them that every one of them froze to death. They've got poor, nothing to eat.
Just couldn't get through the snow.
They just couldn't make it. They just died. They stayed on so long, they got poor, and they didn't have no resistance, they just died, that is all. When we first come here, all on up 10 years after we come here, there was lots of prairie chicken in this country. You'd be driving along the road, they're sitting all along, nobody just thinking about shooting. They are pretty sorry eating.
They certainly disappeared, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they sure did.
What happened? Did they get shot out, or did they just lose their feed?
Just moved out. There wasn't enough feed here. And them people out around Cheyenne and in that western country went to raising maize and capricorn. And you know they can fly 15, 20, 25 miles in a few minutes. They'll come out of these damn big pastures into them fields, need them. Now, I'll tell you how it is just the other side of Cheyenne now, not very far. Them turkeys are so darn thick that them people want something done with them. One fella said, I wish you'd do something with them turkeys. I said, what's the matter? He said, well, I've been running for 2 days and nights. I've run 70 out of my wheat patch.
Goodness.
And they're so bad when they go across the road, there's so many of them that when they cross the road, your car come on, they just have to slow down.
That'd be pleasant to get out there with a gun in the season. There was a season last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had a season last year.
What was the limit? One bird, two birds?
I think one bird, maybe two. But they caught a lot of them and transferred them somewhere else. Now they're trying to get them started in other places.
I think they brought that first stocking up from Texas.
Yeah, I think they. I know over west of Cheyenne, over there, we're on the river in Wheeler County. And around Shamrock and Wheeler, through there, there used to be turkeys way long. About 40 years ago, and I think they just drifted on down in a lot of it.
They're nice birds. They take a young hen, and they're pretty good to eat, too.
There was a bunch down the creek when I was a kid, the last bunch there was in this country. There's four or five old hens raised a big bunch down the creek about 5 miles. And